take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on Calamex 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. Where do you need God to move in your life? Are you content with everything around you? Your children are perfect, your relationship with your parents, your friends, your spouse. What about your coworkers? Chances are, if you're like me, everything is not so perfect all the time. There are areas of pain in which we feel helpless or have no control over. I got to thinking about Hannah's story in the Bible we just read. She wanted a child so desperately. There were those who judged her and ridiculed her for not being able to give birth. So she cried out to the Lord, and she believed in her heart that he could rescue her. She also promised if the Lord would grant this request from her, that she would give this child up for the Lord's work. She wouldn't even keep him. Well, guess what? God honored that petition. She prayed believing, and the Lord answered her prayer. She gave birth to Samuel, who was greatly used by God in Scripture. Friends, the Lord is willing and able to move on your behalf today too. What would have happened if Hannah did not pray? Or if she did not believe in her heart that the Lord would answer? You see, friends, it's one thing to know the Word of God, but yet a whole nother thing to believe in your heart that is true. Time and time again in the Bible, we see in order to receive a miracle, there had to first be a problem. I know we don't like problems, but you know, no problem, no room for a miracle. If you could do everything on your own, would you even need God? There are countless places in Scripture where there's a problem that only God could fix. Remember Jonah? He got swallowed by that big fish. He prayed and promised to follow the Lord and was spit out on the shore. By faith, Daniel was rescued from the lion's den. By faith, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when in a fiery furnace, did not get burned. By faith, Moses opened the Red Sea. God is activated by the earnest believing prayers of his people. Pray believing, my friends, so when the victory comes, you can say, "For this child I prayed." Don't play with God. He cannot be fooled. Before you knew Jesus, you had to believe in your heart that Christ died and rose again. Speak the word of God. Activate your faith. Give God your anguish and your groaning. Look for your miracle on the horizon. It is coming. Lord Jesus, I pray the listeners would have faith like Hannah, praying, believing that there is nothing impossible for you, Lord. Help our unbelief over every situation that is rendering them helpless. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.